At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, May 29th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So graduation for both the Career Magnet School and Cassius is upon us, but before we celebrate the seniors and all they've accomplished, we wanted to take some time to just update you on how it's going with Trojan Athletics. So let's take a look at this past week and how our Trojan student-athletes performed, our athletes and teams performed on the fields and on the courts. So varsity boys volleyball ended their season last Wednesday with a tough 3-2 loss to Hempfield in the District 3 Consolation Finals. But congratulations to the team, though, on a fantastic season, and best of luck to those seniors next year. The varsity track and field team had an amazing weekend at the PAAA Championships this past Friday and Saturday at Shippensburg University. But we're going to chat with Coach Walker here in just a few minutes to talk about that season and wrap it up for this spring. And varsity softball is still in action. They started their District 3 playoff run this past Thursday as they hosted Manheim Township at Norlo Park in the District 3 quarterfinals. They won that game in dramatic fashion 4-3 after heading into the bottom of the seventh inning, being down 3-1. And they won that game 4-3 again off a walk-off RBI single by Brooklyn Miller. With that win, they advanced to the District 3 semifinals last evening, where they played Central Dolphin at Carlisle High School. The team battled from start to finish, but came up just short in a 3-1 loss to the Rams. Now they head to the District 3 third place game for a chance at making the PAAA tournament tomorrow. And for more information on that, we will talk about that later here this show. So that wraps up last week's scores and highlights with what teams we still have in action this spring. But if you'd like to check out the final scores or the information daily, once again, just follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics, as we do our best to post the final scores and highlights there each and every evening. So if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you once again to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. And so now I want to welcome our head boys track and field coach Bob Walker to the studio so we can talk about this past season and the incredible success that the team had this past spring. So Coach Walker, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So obviously the spring season was an excellent one for the track and field program. We had a lot of individual success, also a lot of team success in dual meets for both the boys and the girls teams. And I know Coach Monheim's not here, but I think hopefully you can give some highlights there from the girls' side as well.
Sure.
Since a lot of you guys coach these events together, you guys kind of do it more by event rather than by gender. So just intro question here. You've been coaching for how many years now? And over those years, I'm sure the experiences have been up and down, but what do you most enjoy about coaching? Why do you continue to do it year after year?
Well, I've been coaching since 1981, so yes, I'm very old, and I don't know what that number is. But it's all about the relationships with the athletes. That's what makes it fun, and it's extremely satisfying to watch a high school athlete progress and improve and accomplish things throughout each season.
Awesome. I mean, so every year, you know, over that coaching career, every year's probably different.
Oh,
different,
yeah.
Different team, different makeup of student athletes, just different team dynamics. And so I'm sure at the beginning of every season, you have to sit down with your coaching staff and with the student athletes and talk about what are the goals you're going to set for this upcoming season? Because, like I said, they're probably not the same as previous years. I mean, some of them are probably the same, but when you look at this past season, what were some of the goals and expectations that you guys had going into this year?
Well, we always hope to have a winning season with respect to dual meets. I didn't feel that on the boys' side, we really had a strong dual meet team. We had some unknowns. We had some weak events. But we also had great depth in the sprints, yeah. And we tend to take Brock Harmon for granted.
Yeah.
he's a very humble, non-assuming young man, and At team meeting, I would often say after the dual meet, oh, ho-hum, Brock won two events again. And when Brock gets excited, he might give you one thumbs up. If he's really excited, two thumbs up. But you don't hear much from Brock. But we knew we had Brock in the throws. We had a great group of sprinters. We had Trent and Overcash in the distance events. And then after that, we were trying to put a puzzle together. I often say at the beginning of the season, track and field's like a big puzzle. We're trying to put the pieces together. And week by week, this team really did. We were missing, I believe, 9 of our top 12 point scorers from the 2018 season. So we didn't return a lot. We only had really 2 seniors this year make a significant contribution. We lost Luke Myers to a soccer injury at the end of his fall season, and it was great to see Luke come back, but he wasn't 100%, and he wasn't able to do what he's capable of. But with just 2 seniors scoring points, we had a 4-3 dual meet season, so we accomplished the first goal of a winning season. But I thought we were a better invitational team because we had some star power.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about some of those individual successes then. You know, we go to several individual meets throughout the season. Obviously, they keep a team score, but we're kind of looking more at the individual accomplishments there. I'm thinking we go to the Jack Raddick Invitational at Shippensburg, Stan Morgan at Carlisle. You and Coach Monheim take out some individuals to the Penn Relays, the prestigious Penn Relays in Philadelphia. And then, of course, we get into the postseason meets, the Mid-Penn Championships, District 3, and the PAA. So maybe talk about some of the individual success that the team had there and what you saw as a coach.
We had, trying to get an accurate count of how many records were broken this year, but on the girls' side, at the Jack Roddick Invitational at Shippensburg University, we only run the 2,000-meter steeplechase once a season, and Anna DeGrange, a junior, broke that school record. So that was our first school record. Brea Klopper in the 100-meter hurdles broke Sydney Gilbert's school record that was set last year at 15.00. Brea went 14.86. So on the girls' side, we had 2 records broken. I believe Tyshawn Worrell broke the 100-meter record at least 5 times this year.
How many times? I think it was every meet. Was even in the same meet, he broke it several times.
So that was a lot of fun watching Tyshawn get faster and faster. He finished with a 10.64 to establish this year's 100-meter record. And, of course, he's a junior, so he'll have some say in how low that goes next year. And then we broke the 4x100-meter relay record several times with different guys. At the district meet, we went 42-16, and those team members were Jaden Jones, Jonathan Jeffrey, Donovan Moses, and of course Tyshawn Worrell on the anchor carry. And then that team went on to get a 7th place finish in the state meet and earn state medals. Yeah. The team actually brought home 10 state medals this year, so that was pretty cool. In the 4x400-meter relay, there's a little family connection. The record going into this season was set in 1984, and the leadoff leg was a guy named Ralph Barber. Well, he happens to be the father of Deontay Barber, who was a member of the record-setting team. We broke that record at districts, and then we broke it again at the state meet. We ran 320.33. If you're not familiar with track and field, that's every guy averaging 50 seconds for one lap around the track.
Incredible.
And then we went 318.16 at the state meet, so every guy's averaging 49.5 for a lap around the track. And in gym class, you know, if you get around the track in 2 minutes, you're probably doing all right.
So, you could probably go on and on and on about the successes that our team had. I mean, school record for school record being broken multiple times in the same events. And records that haven't been broken in, that 4x4 was
1984,
20. Yeah, that's I'm trying to add up in my head. 35 years, yeah, Coach Barry over there is helping us out there. So,
and at the track banquet, I did a little bit of good-natured needling of Ralph at the end of the banquet. I said, Ralph, I think your record's in trouble. And he's like, really, Coach? They've only run 325. I said, they haven't put it together yet, but they did.
So it sounds like the future is pretty bright. All those names that you listed off right there, both on the girls and the boys' side, mm-hmm. are all underclassmen.
Yes.
So when I think about how many we qualified for the PIAA championships last weekend, we had 10 boys, 5 girls.
Yes.
In multiple
That's
events.
Correct.
So obviously the future is bright. That bodes well for the future of the track and field team. So what are your thoughts on the future? Obviously we're months away from the next spring season, but before we know it, you guys will be doing some indoor stuff here this winter. But what are you looking forward to this next, upcoming season with all the returning talent that you guys have?
Well, the boys finished 11th as a team, and I looked at the point totals for this year, and I think a minimum goal for us is to be top 5 in the state next year as a team, and it's not out of the question that we couldn't win it. I think we have enough returning talent. I've looked at the time schedule, because it's easy to maybe put too much on a guy like Tyshawn.
Right.
I don't really want him to run 10 races. So we've, as a coaching staff, we've started to look at where can we best utilize all of our athletes to try to earn as many team points as we can and finish as high as we can in the team standing. So that process has already started. Of course, there's summer. There's things the athletes can do over the summer. We're encouraging them to take advantage of strength training programs. That's an off-season piece. And then I also encourage them to be involved in other sports. So a lot of those athletes are football players, soccer players, basketball players. So it's fun for me as their coach to watch them in their other sports as well. And I as you said, we start our winter season after Thanksgiving vacation. So plans are in the works to start doing what we think can be very, very special in 2020. And some of that involves learning new events. A young man that's in 10th grade, a soccer player named Kennan, I hope I'm saying his last name correctly. I think it's Cork Utovic. Maybe. I just call him Kennan in the team room. But I think he can run 800 meters. This year he ran 200 meters, 400 meters. He can run 800 meters. So we have to look at maybe adding some things to what these returnees can do. And we have some other guys that weren't there at the state meet this year that we hope will be a part of it as well next year.
Well, it's exciting. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, kudos to you, your staff, and to the student athletes, most importantly, for all the success that they had. They were fun to watch this season. It was fun to experience that and be part of it. And we're excited to see what they do this upcoming year. So thanks for joining us today, Coach Walker.
My pleasure.
So once again, if you're just now tuning in, I'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at 4:30 p.m. So before we wrap up today's show, and actually wrap up, this is going to be our last show for this spring before we head into the summer, I want to share the upcoming events for this week with you all. So we have one program left in action. That's our varsity softball team. And as I said earlier, they are going to be in the District 3 third place game coming up tomorrow. So tomorrow, Thursday, May 30th, varsity softball will travel to Hershey High School as they take on the Dallastown Wildcats in the District 3 third place game. That game, first pitch is set for 4:30 p.m. Just a reminder for spectators, admission is $6 for adults and $4 for students. And the winner of this game will actually head to the PIAA Championship Tournament, which begins on Monday, June 3rd, as District 3 qualifies 3 6A teams for the PIAA Championship Tournament. So it's a big game for our varsity softball team. We hope they can get back to the state tournament after missing out on it last year. But being there the previous 2 years. The weather, though, looks a little bit iffy for tomorrow, so just stay tuned for weather updates. Again, we post all that on our website and on our Twitter account, and again, on our athletic hotline. So feel free to give us a call if you have any question about tomorrow's event. But once again, varsity softball, they'll be in action tomorrow, May 30th, at Hershey High School as they take on Dallas Town at 4:30 p.m. So we hope to see you guys there supporting our student athletes. So with that, we're out of time for today's show. And so for more at Trojan Athletics information, follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics or check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. I want to thank you guys for listening in, and I want to thank you for joining us this past spring as we really kind of found our legs, so to speak, with the Trojan Sports Report. And I want to thank Coach Barrier and his class for working the boards and helping me through this process. It was fun to be a part of, and we're excited to work on some new things over this summer, so that when we come back this August and we start previewing the fall season, you know, for football, soccer, field hockey, girls volleyball, tennis, and golf, and all the fun sports we have in the fall, that we can provide you guys with the most up-to-date information for Trojan Athletics. So I hope you guys take the time this summer to enjoy it, and take the time for some much-needed rest and relaxation, and we'll be back in August. So with that said, thanks again for joining us, and go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.